Kalim Peg test Mishnah Hey. Charosin shen shtamish behem mashkim tmeim. Charosin are pieces, broken pieces of kli cheres. And you use them for mashkim tmeim, and they're balua in the charosin. V'noflu avir ha-tanur. They fell into the tanur. The shayla is whether the mashkin is considered balua to be able to be metame. Husak ha-tanur, if the tanur is heated up, tome, shesoif ha-mashkin lotzis, alidei the heat, it'll drip out of the cheres. And in the middle, we have the same halacha that we had in the previous Mishnah, where it's not considered balua. V'chein, begefes chadosho. You have gefes is after olives are squeezed out, the guf of the olive, which is already doesn't have much in it because all the oil was taken out, is called gefes. They used it for heating material. You have it in many places in Shas. If in the gefes there's mashkim tmeim, that means that the zeisim were squeezed betumah. They were mekabel tumah, which would have to be mukhshar, and then they were mekabel tumah. So the gefes now is a dover tumah. The mashkin shebesoicha is tummy. So if it falls into the tanner and the tanner is heated up, it's sofer lotzes, and it'll drip out. So it's not called balua. Avol biyishono, if the gefes is old schoir, they dried it out and it was put away. So then you have to assume that there's no more liquid in it, tor. There's no more mashkin. The gefes itself, it's not a dover hametame because it's fuel. It's not food anymore. The mashkin shebesoicha can still be used for oil, so that would be metame. But you have to assume that there is no after it's already dried out for a while. How much dried out, by the way? Yud beis chaydish. The Mishnah adds, "Vim yadua sheyotz me'mashkin, if it wasn't totally dried out, afil lachas sholoshonim, the little bit nitma, and rather the tana will become tame." So, like we just said, the gefes, which is only psoilus, and it's fuel, and it's not metam, it's not oichel. So that we'll have to say the same thing is true in the reisha also. The cheres itself is not tomei. What we're talking about over here is, the Rav brings an arichus, is that the cheres over here, which he's then using for fuel in the tanur, was an avit shel meimei raglayim shel zova shenishba. It was a porcelain bowl that was used for meimei raglayim. And it was nitma with this mashkin besoicha, meimei raglayim shel zova is an avatomo. It's metame kelim min ha-teira. Remember that a kli could only be mekabel tumah from an avatomo. So how is it mekabel tumah from a mashkin? Mozaim that the mashkin over here was a mashkin that was an avatomo. The reason why we have to say that the kli itself is not tome is because the nidoin over here is only on the mashkin, not on the cheres. Okay, maybe the reason why the cheres is not tome is taka because the mashkin was only a rishon. The answer to that is, why would the Mishnah have to say cherosin? So you could say practically, why would a person take a bowl that's a valuable piece of pottery and use it for firewood? That he won't. So cherosin, when it's already shivrei kli cheres, that's when he'll use it. Or you could say that the cherosin was taka something that would have been tome, but shivrei kli cheres, it was already nitar. But the mashke shebesoicho, if husak ha-tanur, it's seif mashke lotzis. It's not tuma blua. That's why it'll be metame. That's the chor the pshat in the Mishnah. Now, the way we just explained the Mishnah is mufurish in the Rav. Lemaisa, there's a machlekes over here, nida daf samach beiz amid beiz. Rabbi Yochanan explains that the Mishnah is talking about both mashkin, which is an avatoma, like we said, meir aglaim shel zov v'zova, or mashkin chamur, mashkin kalim, which is any mashkin that became, that touched the sheretz, let's say. And that's why, since we're talking about a cher shehusak, that's why it's sofer lotzes. Mashayin came by loy husak acheres. Over there, we don't say it's sofer lotzes, even though better it's sofer lotzes, because what are you going to do with it? You're going to use it for firewood, so that itself should render it sofer lotzes. We're not mitame the tanur that the cheres was in, because the mashka abluah besoicha is sofer lotzes, and we're not machshavit keniflat min abluah, even though it's shaykh to bring out, we don't say sofer mashka lotzes. That is the Psak Halacha, that's the Psak Rabbi Yochanan, that's the way the Rav is explaining. Lemaisa over there in the Gemara, Rish Lakish holds that the Mishnah is talking about Dafka Mashkim, that's Kalim, that's Dafka Rishon L'Tumah, Because if it was an Ava Tumma and it's Mekabel Tumma Midai Raisa, then Chazal would never be Mekel by Tana that it's all, that the Mashka Balua is only Mitama by Husak. They would say even by Loy Husak, since it's Soifa Lotus Ayidea Soka, that itself would be Mitama. The Kula is because we're talking about Rishon L'Tumma. The Rav says not the way the Pshas is going with Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Mishnah Vov. Hagefes Vazogin. Gefes, we explained, is the Psoilus that's left over from Zeis. And Zogin is similar, is the Psoilus of grapes that are squeezed out. And again, they use Gefes Vazogin for fuel. It's also used for Hatmona. You have in the Mishnah in Shabbos, that's from the Dvarim Hamoisiv Hevel, they used it to insulate food. Vinishvi, it's not Oimid Lachilo. Shanasu b'tayro, the schita of the grapes and the olives of the Zeisim Vanofen were done b'tahara. So the mashke that's nivla in the Pgefes v'zogin is not tomei. That means what was squeezed out of them l'chadchila was tohor. And now l'chor the gefenu zagin don't have in them mashkim tmein. V'holchu alem tmein. Now, people that are tomei stepped on it. Bare feet. L'chor the tmeim on mitame the mashkim, because they squeeze it out. It would be shaykh to explain the Mishnah, that what the Mishnah says, v'achak yotzum en mashkin, tohirin that which is balua in the zagin. The gefes was balua, it didn't get tumah, it didn't get a shame tumah, it's tumah, it's tahara balua, it wasn't mekabel tumah from the people stepping on it. The original liquid was bitara inside because it was squeezed out by people at Torah. The tmeim now are only coming into contact with the psoilus vizagin, with the gefen vizagin, where the mashke is below. But that can't be true, because what the Mishnah seems to be saying is that when they step on it, more mashke comes out. So now when more mashke comes out, l'chor does come into contact with the feet of the tmeim. The Rav seems to see the simple pshat, but l'chor, what we're talking about is it was squeezed out. By the way, the words in the Mishnah of v'holchu aleim tmeim v'achakach yotzu mehem mashkim, again, the pashtus, what we're talking about over here, by stepping on it, that itself made the yotzu mehem mashkim. So you look at El Yerabba, he takes out those words. So you look at the goyin in El Yerabba, and what the way he explains in the Mishnah, the nidin is not tumah b'lua. It was squeezed out al yidei the feet of the people that were walking on them. Heyoist chilosim nasu b'tahara is that which was reabsorbed into the psoilus, into the gefen v'zagin, is not tomei. Now when it comes out on round two, originally it was squeezed, whatever came out, came out. Whatever now was nivla, if it would have been tomei, what would have been absorbed would have been tomei. It came out now, enoch enami loy lerotz. Mashke, in order to be mitame, has to be created lerotzon. If it dripped out of a pri, that's not mashkid l'chtame. So over here, l'chor, the people stepped on it. It wasn't l'rot, so nobody meant for it, for the psoilus to become wet with moisture that came out. So l'chor, that's not mashkid l'chtame. So the nidon is that if it was squeezed out l'chadchila b'tumo, even though it was reabsorbed back into the gefen v'zagin, when it comes out again, we don't look at it that it was bottle and it's ois mashke. We look at it as mashke tmeir that was absorbed when it comes out its tummy. But over here, since tchilos and nasu v'taharo, even when it comes out again, are they the feet of the people that are stepping on it? It's not metame. This is the way the Chaznish explains the Mishnah. He's moisiv that a vice dois, that the mashkin, if it would have been tummy, when it gets reabsorbed back in, it's not now mitame because it's mashkin balua, but it doesn't lose its status as a mashke, that when it does come out, it's not a new mitzvah, it's not a panam chadoshes, it's the same mashke, it's mitame. That's the chiddush over here. The Mishnah's Tyrus brings over here a gewaldige zustel to this type of idea of a mashke balua in something, where right now you want to know, should you look at it as a mashke or not? This is a Ramah in Hilchas Yayin Nesach in Yerideus and Kuf Chav Gimel. And over there the discussion is on a Hagoy Sashri, about a Goy that touches a Cheres that's Balua B'Yayin. The Shaila is, does the wine in the Cheres become Yayin Nesach? And now when it comes out, let's say the Cheres, the Kli Cheres is heated up, do we look at it as absorbed Yayin Nesach? Or we say that once it, when it's absorbed in the walls, it's not Yayin, If it's not yayin, it's not mekabel. The chaloy shem isur yayin nesach when the goy touches the cheres, and then it doesn't answer. The goyin over there is mitzayin. K'moshe kosev with perek tes kelim. V'chein begeves chadashi. He means our mishnah. He means to learn out that wine that's balua inside the cheres right now doesn't have a shem yayin. So it's not nesar bin giyosan. The Mishnah continues. Kush shebolas hatzinera. A kush is like a hook that was used for weaving. And go look at the pictures. It's not sure a hook, and it has a tzinera. Is like a metal ball on the top. It's a long stick with a metal ball on top. Out of the metal ball comes this hook, and that's used for pulling the thread back and forth. Sometimes when it's pushed too hard, the hook can get jammed, and it gets jammed into the ball. There's empty space where it's attached to the stick, so it gets jammed, and now the hook is completely covered. That's kush shebolas hatzinera. Malmud shebolas hadarbon. Similar type of idea. A malmud is a long stick that's made out of wood, and it's used for directing the shvorim, the big animals, b'shas charishes. You need a long stick to sort of push them on the right, this way they are charish on the right rows. And it was bolas hadarbon. The darbon is the masma, like a hooked nail that's on the edge, and it gets jammed and it goes into the wood. Leveno shebolas hatabas, the same type of idea. What's a leveno? A brick. It was used in construction, and there was a piece of metal, tabas mateches, and these kalim, the hook, the tabas, was absorbed into the wood or the brick. The hain toirim, before they were nivla, nichnesu l'oil meis, they go into an oil meis, nitmu, the tzinera, the darbin, the tabas, all become tame, even though right now they're balua in the kli that they're attached to. Or his sitan azov, if a zov moved it, it also becomes tame. That means that we don't look at it as tuma balua. We don't tahara balua. We don't see it as something that's balua that can't be makabel tuma. So here the Mefarshim explain a different nekuda. The Rav brings this out, that the concept of hatsolas mukav tzomet psil is when you have a kli in an oil maze or in a tanur that has a sheretz inside, and you have food inside. The toich defines it as a different space than the airspace of the tanur or the airspace of the oil, and that's why it's matzel. However, what would be if you would have an apple that's wrapped up in a plastic bag, or wrapped up, you have a piece of potato kugel that's wrapped up in a piece of silver foil? Would that also be called mukav tzomet psil? No, because it's not in a separate space. Part of the potato kugel, so to speak. It's not part of the potato kugel, but it's not a separate space because it's on the potato kugel. The Loshna Rishonim is, if there's no toich, it's not a separate space. Ein hatzolas mukav tzomet psil el kashiyesh toich. The kalim that we just described, the piece of wood, the brick, don't have a toich. So mela, the metal that was nivla besoicha is not mukav tzomet psil, and therefore nitmu. Same thing, his sitna zov also. It's not tahara blua. Noflu lavir hatanur tohor timu. Let's say they fell in after that, after it became tome, these pieces of metal became tome because it was a tumas maze, and it absorbed the tumas maze because it wasn't mukav tzomet psil. It then fell into the airspace of a tanur that's tor timu. Even though it's still in the kush, it's still in the levena. Why? Because since the tanur is nitma me'aviroi, this is called ba'avir of the tanur. However, noga behen kiko shel truma, if a kiko shel truma touched the piece of wood or the leveno, tohor, because it only touched the chelik, which is tohor. It's only the piece of metal that's inside that was absorbed that became tame. So memela, the kiko shel truma didn't touch something which is in and of itself tame. Now we have a major kash over here. We're talking about that the reason why there's no mukav tzomet psil is because it's not a kli sheyesh b'toich. Let's say in the melmid or the levena there would be a toich, then it would be matzel. Yeah? L'chayre, the halacha mukav tzamtzel is only inside a kli cheres. Inside kli shetef, there is no halacha of hatzolas tzamet psil. So the goyin asked his kashan el yirabo, and the goyin said, shver, we're talking about kli shetef. L'maisa, the goyin is shver. The goyin's tamua is tamua. Why? Because that discussion was legabe something which is in a kli shetef, which is mekabel tumah. It's not choitz, it's mepnei atumah. But over here, we're talking about a piece of wood, we're talking about a brick. These things are not mekabel tumah. So all you have is an outer surface which blocks tumah and something that's not mavis atumah. Avad it's choitz. The chayr makes a lot of sense that it's choitz mepnei atumah. Except for the fact that it's not a toich, so it's not matzel. There's another problem here also. We have a dinder rabbanon that hakofas mukav tzamet psil is only matzel on klicher shebetay klicher. The way we learned before, klishetef that are inside a klicher are not matzel. So why do you have to come on to a bazundur chiddush that without a toich is no hakofas tzamet psil? Tefik lay that what's inside is a piece of metal. The sharp pieces of metal are klishetef, and a klishetef doesn't have hakofas tzamet psil. Zolzayin der rabbanon. So Bish Lamalafi the Rash, we've explained a few times that the Rash holds in the Mishnah Beshamay Besil a few Mishnahs ago that the din of Kli Shetef, the Gzeri the Rabbonon, is only be Kli Amoritz, not be Kli Chovas. You say we don't make Kli Chovas, you have to be Mazber Boifin Acheres. But Lafi the Rambam, that is a loy plug, we're stuck. So that needs a husband.